And now, 5 Good Minutes.
All right, plastic bags. Yes, in the news a lot. Ban, no ban. Some communities getting together to say we're not going to recognize a ban. Others saying, yeah, we will. Even in Strongsville recently, it's been a topic. Tri-C's got a program focusing on Lake Erie and this plastic ban pollution problem. Let's try and get you some info and maybe something you don't know about it. Jill Bartolotta is with the Extension Educator with the Ohio Sea Grant. Be a part of a program at 6 o'clock at the Liberal Arts Technology Building, West Shore Campus in Westlake, and that is scheduled for this evening. Jill, first of all, good morning. I appreciate your time.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Ohio Sea Grant. I was looking at some of the research and the work you guys do. There is, for people on Lake Erie, there is a, it's a big boat, and when I see it, people point to it and say, that's that Ohio State research boat. Is that a part of what you do?
Yes. So we are out in the lake conducting research. We're also in the coastal communities helping them manage their natural resources. So we're all over the coast and all over the state of Ohio.
There are two stories about the concern of Lake Erie. The algae bloom's been in the news a lot and concerned about phosphorus, and we talk about that every summer and what to do. But specifically, you're with me this morning about a program focusing on plastic pollution. So, you know, it's become an issue with different communities and banning plastic bags. I saw a stat. It takes maybe up to 500 years for a plastic bag to degrade in a landfill. How big of a problem is it in Lake Erie?
So plastics are a huge issue in Lake Erie. And as far as plastic bags go, they never break down into anything that is useful for the organisms or the environment. They just break down into smaller and smaller pieces of plastic. So every plastic that has ever been created is still with us on the planet today.
Any piece of plastic in Lake Erie would be a problem. If I'm fishing and I leave something, I mean, it's a concern, right?
Yes, especially fishing line. So fishing line is actually the number one plastic item that entangles our wildlife, primarily bird species.
I saw a stat, if I got this right, Lake Erie has one of the highest concentrations of microplastics in the world. If that's true, how do you explain that?
Yes, that is true. So if you think about the Great Lakes, the other three Great Lakes drain into Lake Erie, and then we eventually drain into Lake Ontario. So we're getting all of the microplastics from those Great Lakes, but also there's a huge population around Lake Erie of people. So anything that goes down the drains in our homes, the storm drains on our roads, all of that plastic will make its way into Lake Erie, leading to this high microplastics concentration that we have.
If I physically see a plastic bag washing up on the shore, I think most of us are you know, we're trying to do our best. We're picking it up and throwing it away somewhere else. What's concerning, I guess, is the plastic you don't see then, huh?
Exactly. So that is the plastic, these microplastics, as we call them, that we are eating, drinking, and breathing in every day. We don't see these fibers of plastic, and the research we're doing right now is to try and figure out if having plastic in the human body is a bad thing.
Okay, Tri-C tonight, 6 o'clock, this is kind of a general get-together discussion. You're going to be sharing things like this and answering questions?
Yes, I'm going to be talking about our history use of plastic, why we use plastic so much, what people can do to use less plastic in their life, and then I'll be happy to answer any questions that the audience may have.
Now, your particular interest as far as extension or responsibility might be Lake Erie, but there are waterways throughout Ohio that would be of interest too, right?
Correct, yes. We have found microplastics in our rivers, the sediment of our waterways, and Lake Erie. So it's an issue that concerns everyone in the state of Ohio.
6 o'clock tonight. This is at the West Shore campus at 31001 Clemens Road, Westlake, there at the Liberal Arts and Technology Building, a West Shore campus of Cuyahoga Community College. Anything else you want to share with me, Jill? There's a lot of information. I'm sure you'll do more of it tonight.
Really, it's something that everyone can do in their lives to use less plastic. We just need everyone working together to try and phase out some plastics from their lives, whether it's refusing a straw when you go out to eat, putting your lunch in reusable containers instead of disposable sandwich bags. So it's something that everyone can help out with.
You mentioned the straw thing. That has become big at restaurants.
Yes, yes. We're seeing a lot of restaurants phase away from straws. If they do offer straws, it's only upon request, and they're typically a paper straw now. So we are seeing progress in the restaurant businesses.
Ohio C. Grant, Jill Bartolotta with the Extension Service, the Educator There Again program tonight, 6 o'clock, Cuyahoga Community College. Jill, I appreciate your time. Thanks much.
Thank you.